Chapter 9. Jay meets his teacher. The next morning, Jay left the flat and entered Miss Stacy's office. She was talking to John.
Good morning. Is there any breakfast? He asked. Can I have some cornflakes?
John and Miss Stacy both laughed.
Miss Stacy said, Forget about cornflakes for the next 2 weeks. You can have breakfast later. Now Nigel is coming to see you.
At that moment, a good-looking young man appeared.
Nigel, dear, smiled Miss Stacy, it's good to see you. Here's the subject. What do you think?
Nigel looked at Jay's entire body from his head to his feet.
Well, he certainly looks exactly like Carsten Peters, he said. A bit heavier, perhaps.
Then he said, Pleased to meet you. I'm Nigel Swanson. My job is to transform you into Carsten Peters. Let's start working immediately. We've got a lot to do, and 2 weeks isn't much time. Let's go to the film room. Later, while Nigel was changing a DVD, Jay asked him, How did you begin working with Carsten?
A friend of mine saw Carsten at an audition for an advert, Nigel explained. My friend brought him here. Carsten was good for us. He and the agency became very popular.
Miss Stacy knows Carsten well too, said Jay. I saw photos of them together in her office.
Yes, she does, said Nigel. She and Carsten were boyfriend and girlfriend. But then they both became famous, and after that they didn't see each other very much.
How did Miss Stacy become the director of the agency? Asked Jay.
I was the first director, Nigel explained. That's why it's called the Swanson Agency. Jill worked as a model here, but after some time she didn't really enjoy modelling. She was sad when she left Carsten, and she wanted different work. I was tired of the job. So she became the director.
Jay practiced every day, and he learned a lot. Sometimes he had private lessons, and he also participated in classes at the agency. Jay learned quickly, and he began to enjoy himself. Nigel and Miss Stacy were very happy with his progress.